So Radiothon has come and gone, and maybe you slipped us a quid, or you spread your donation elsewhere on the station. Hey, there's talent all over this grid. We said it before and we'll say it again. You subscribers are legendary, women and men. And if you didn't subscribe specifically to this show last Tuesday between the hours of 8 and 10, well, these are the people who did. See, I hear that Matt Haysom decided to pay some. Michael McLeod played his part. Vishnu Mulready assisted the needy, just like Chris Ash and Ben Hart. Catherine Campbell came through on the day. Deirdre O'Brien threw money our way. So did Max Allen and Michael Van Ray. But baby, that's only the start. Sweet Heather Bailey, long distance Dick Daly, and Richmond's own Adam Herzbach. And Liam Nankervis performed the fine service like Greensboro great Peter Clark. Oh, no gift is greater than Danny McSweeney's. Paul Carl Sartori ain't coming between us. I'm happy to beg to George Mangalaginus. And Oscar Van Dyke made his mark. And it was all for a junkie jewel. All for a junkie jewel. Now there were two Gordons, cause golly there was Glenn, and there was Ollie. Two Sutherlands, Mal and Michelle. The praise we affix on the great Colleen Dixon applies to Rob Lugton as well. And Anthony Breech stepped in and took pity, and Luke Ryan handed us upwards of 50. And yay Carol Hankinson, yay Jenny Pretty, you're all incontestably swell. And then, with James Gitchum, I suddenly get some harmonious sense of you all. It's a family spanning from Samuel Manning to Warwick Holt and Megan Wall. From David Hipgrave, that ersatz New Yorker, to brilliant Brett Thompson and Jackie H. Walker, to David Bruce Suttle, our Alice Springs stalker. We're glad that you answered our call, cause it was all for a junkie jewel. Seriously, how much do you guys rule? All for a junkie jewel. For a jewel. Well, I think we broke even by hearing from Stephen Spargo, or maybe Chris Marr.
Good Chris Marr.
And we went into profit around Kathy Moffat, or maybe Fabian Sauvignon. But we'll still take the cash that Mark Millwood produces. We want Annie Dolan's. We need David Bruce's. The more precious pennies from Georgina Russo's, the better for Triple O. So please don't recant on us, Dominic Stanton, and bless Helen Lucas's dough.
Thank you, Helen.
We're gonna say to Nick Wilson, you best pay that bill, son. Ditto for Joseph Rubbo.
Joseph Rubbo.
I'm the great marketeer ringer's
has helped us make merry, and Celine Petit is très extraordinary. So too Michelle Dunn, Louise Long, Roger Berry, you help us continue the show. Chuck hosannas and garlands of flowers. Chris Hill is brainy and so's Grant Delaney. Respect Christine Phillips's powers. With Emily McDowell and delightful Dave Caffian, Samuel Swartborn and Eddie Serafian, though we accept on the station's behalf the encomiums tendered around. We felt the cash flow far from beautiful boba. They know how to make that wine. And those cultural dealers, the center of wheelers, you're making us feel so divine. And if you need somewhere to take your pet, think of the North Plaza Vet. Your dog or your cat or your mama set. We'll thank you for that, but we're not done yet. 'Cause there's cats like Columbo and Henry. There's dogs like Louis Quinn. Like there are generous bands like Sweet Peaks. We should all attend their gigs. And there are